All right, welcome to the August 5th, 2026 North Elgin City Council Truth and Taxation meeting. We will excuse Kenny tonight in person, but I believe he is going to participate online, or at least here online. We will start with our budget officer statement that the tentative budget includes a proposed property tax rate increase.
Okay, for the fiscal year 2026-2027 budget, in accordance with the requirements of the State of Utah Truth and Taxation Law, I hereby state that the interim budget for North Elgin City for the fiscal year 2026-2027 has been prepared in compliance with applicable provisions of the Utah Truth and Taxation Law and reflects a thorough evaluation of anticipated revenues, expenditures, and the operational needs of the city. As required by law, a property tax impact schedule has been prepared and is included with this budget. North Elgin City is considering a general fund property tax increase of approximately 7.5% and a 10% library fund property tax increase, which is projected to be a total 7.89% property tax increase and is expected to generate an additional $139,615 in additional ad valorem tax revenue, which consists of $93,812 from the general fund increase and $45,803 from the library fund increase. The estimated impact to an average residence of $659,000 home is approximately $28.99 annual increase, comprised of $19.45 from the general fund increase and $9.54 from the library fund increase. And the estimated impact to an average commercial property of $2,544,465 is approximately $203.74 annual increase, which would be comprised of $136.70 from the general fund increase and $67.04 from the library fund increase. The property tax impact schedule also outlines the operational impact if the proposed increase is adopted, which includes for the general fund operations, the use would be $32,318 for police department to provide competitive salary increases to current officers for retention purposes, and $61,494 for Logan City Fire Department to help meet the contract rate increase for this fiscal year. And then for the library fund operations, the $45,803 would be to cover the new community center utilities and provide some community programs in the community center. In compliance with truth and taxation requirements, the city provided notice of and has conducted one public hearing in this past June and is conducting the second required public hearing tonight, as required by law, where members of the public will have an opportunity to comment on the proposed budget and the proposed property tax increase. And instructions for the virtual participation has been posted online for more than 24 hours. It's actually been posted online since June 24th. And the public hearing is in the North Logan City Council Chambers, 2525 North, 600 East, North Logan, Utah, 84341. And based on the best information currently available, the budget is designed to maintain essential public services, address rising operational costs, and support the long-term financial stability of North Logan City. Respectfully submitted, Scott Bennett, Budget Officer, North Logan City, August 5th, 2026.
Thank you, Scott. All right, we'll move on to our second agenda item. This is a separate item notifying the public that an executive officer or budget officer, Scott, of the North Logan City taxing entity intends to state in the public meeting that the tentative budget includes a proposed property tax increase. Then we will move on to consider a property tax impact schedule that is separate from all other budget documents. And Scott, I understand you have that to present.
So the property tax impact schedule was approved back in June, and it's been updated slightly because we've now got the actual rates from the certified rates from the county. So North Logan City will consider an increase to its property tax rate to generate an additional $139,615. The following information is intended to provide decision makers and the public with an explanation of how the city operations would be affected if the property tax rate remains, if it's adopted. The current general operations property tax rate is currently 0.000746, which is proposed to generate $1,301,432. And the library operations property tax rate is currently 0.000273, which is expected to generate $476,261. The North Logan estimated rate increase in additional ad valorem tax revenue, the general operations property tax rate is expected to be 7.5%, which would generate $93,812. And the library operations property tax rate is expected to be 10%, should the increase be adopted, to generate an additional $45,803. And again, the general operations increase to an average residence of $659,000 would be $19.45, and the library operations increase would be $9.54, for a total of $28.99. And a general operations increase to an average commercial property of $2,544,465 is expected to be to increase $136.70. And the library operations increase for the average commercial property should generate an additional $67.04, for a total increase for a commercial property of $203.74. And that is expected to be an average 7.89% increase. The affected departments for the general fund would be the police department, of which the budget increase would be $32,318 to provide competitive salary increases to current officers for retention purposes, and the fire department, which would receive $61,494 to be able to meet Logan City Fire Department's contract rate increase. And then the library fund of increase of $45,803 would be used to cover the new community center utilities and provide some community center programs in the community center. So the public truth and taxation hearing is tonight, which has already started. And all of this information can be found on our website, has been posted in the city offices, and the North Park Police Department and can be found online at public meeting notice website.
Okay, thank you, Scott. All right, we will move on to item number four, a public hearing to receive public input on the proposed fiscal year 2027 municipal budget that contains a proposed property tax increase to both the general operations property tax rate and the library operations property tax rate. The City Council may consider approval of a resolution following the public hearing adopting the official 2027 fiscal year budget, which may include a proposed property tax increase to both the general operations property tax rate and the library operations property tax rate. All right. With that, I will open up the public hearing, but I will first read these rules for speaking at a public hearing. Before you begin, please state your name for the record. Speak into the microphone so your comments can be recorded. Limit your statements to 3 minutes. You're not allowed to combine or bank minutes to speak on behalf of others. Please phrase your opinions in the form of statements, not questions. A public hearing is your opportunity to express your opinions to the City Council, not a time to ask questions of or to expect dialogue between yourself and the council or city staff. Please address your comments to the council, not to the public. The council may ask questions about your comments in order for them to better understand you. In the future, note that if you have questions or need to discuss an issue, you may meet with the city council members or appropriate city staff member before the public hearing where dialogue can take place. You may provide a written statement as your input for a hearing. You may read your entire statement or summarize it with the 3 minute limit still applicable. You may provide a copy of a written statement to the city recorder. He will make copies for the city council and the written statement will become a part of the public record. However, the written submitted statement will not be included in the minutes of the meeting. For this truth and taxation hearing, there is also access for the public electronically through an audio and video connection via Zoom. This electronic Zoom access link has been provided in the public meeting notice and on the agenda of this meeting. Members of the public may provide oral testimony through video, audio, or both video and audio connection and submit written comments electronically for inclusion in the public record, both before and during the public hearing. If you would like to provide written comments, please make sure you email those to recorder@northogancity.gov before or during the public hearing. With that, I will open up the public hearing for comments on this matter.
My name is Cindy Beeston. I spoke out at the last one we had. And I just want to go on record. Even though I appreciate you giving information about how we compare with other cities in Cache Valley, I want to go on record and saying even though the tax increase you propose is minimal, I'm not opposed to firefighters and policemen getting raises and things like that. But I think as a city that we need to be aware of the hard financial times that people are facing between housing, food, and gas prices, et cetera. And we should be looking at other ways that we can trim the budget so that we don't have to do a tax increase. That's all.
Thank you, Ms. Beeston.
Thought there would be more people. My name is Doug Yonker. I've lived in North Logan for approximately 56 of my 70 years. And again, thank you for your service. I want to make some similar comments. I'm somewhat opposed to the 7.9% tax increase. I mean, in my career, I've managed multi-million dollar budgets. I understand, you know, increases in wages, but I also understand being judicious and careful about the money being spent. I'm now maybe more concerned. I live on a fixed budget. I'm on Social Security. And I did a little math over the last 8 years. I have averaged a 3.85% increase in my revenue. But we all know gas hasn't done that. Eggs haven't done that. Bread hasn't done that. The other thing to take into account, when I bought my home here, 37 years ago, it was valued at $60,000. And then there was tax on that. Well, today that home, and I know that's not your issue, is valued at $580,000, almost a tenfold increase. So you take that into account, it's not just a 7.9% tax increase. You know, the county has grown by 50% in the last, I think, like 20 years. And I'm sure North Logan has probably done better than that. And so there's a lot more people. I mean, my neighborhoods have gone crazy. I think those people are all paying taxes. So when you need more money, when you have a lot more people with a lot more bigger houses, I think there's some very interesting dynamics, you know, that creates the city some budget. And, you know, when Scott was talking about it, it's only, you know, X amount of money, you know, and I think, well, it doesn't sound like a lot. But as I said, when you add all those other things that we're paying for, and maybe I'm speaking mostly to those like me that are on fixed incomes, you know, that I don't work in a business anymore where I can expect more, you know, than a measly increase from the government. And I'm grateful for that. But anyway, thank you for your service, but please take into account there needs to be some way to reflect those people who, you know, bought homes a long time ago when they were affordable. And as those home prices have gone up, up, and up, even though that tax amount is a small number, you know, my home's worth, they say, 10 times more than I bought it for. So thank you for your
thank
service.
Thank you, Mr. Yonker.
Hi, my name is Tim Tolbert. I'd like to kind of continue on with some of the other things that Doug and others have said. Last year, I own three properties in North Logan. Last year, one of my properties was reassessed, and my property taxes increased at the county level 67%. The other property, which is a vacant building lot, increased by 120%. Okay. So in addition to the county increases, the reassessing values, then we're adding 10% on top of 120%. So it's not really 7%, it's more like 14% for me. The other thing that I'd like to point out is I feel like I appreciate the work that you guys do, but I also feel like to some degree, there's a disdain for the average citizens here because we're seeing a lot of things happening, like tax increases that we're told weren't supposed to happen. We're seeing municipal projects pushed through despite opposition. And so I think that in addition to, this is just a symptom of a larger problem where you're not listening to the citizenry. I think we redid our master plan, we redid our zoning, we redid all of the municipal code, and we say we're listening to the residents, but when the residents come in here and they oppose something like this tax increase, I don't necessarily see the kind of traction that I would expect and the consideration that I would expect you guys to be listening to. Like I said, in my particular case, I'm paying a lot, probably double to triple the amount of tax money to the county and the city that I did when I first moved here. That's the kind of thing that's going to make people think twice about staying here or inviting others to live here as well. And you'll lose your existing residence. Maybe that's something you want. I don't know. But maybe you should consider that. Thanks
Mr. Tolbert. Okay. Scott, are you going to be able to manage the Zoom participants? Like you can you allow them to speak, or is it?
As far as I know, no one is requested to speak over Zoom, but I do have an email.
Okay.
Request.
I will, let's go with the Zoom participants. If you would like to speak, now is the time. Okay. I don't see any. I have it pulled up on my screen as well. Scott, why don't you in the meantime read any emails that you've received?
Okay, I've received one email. This is from Janet Forbush. I am unable to attend due to health issues. I wish this to be read during the public hearing. First off, these taxation meetings should not be held at this time of the year, right after the July 4th and 24th celebrations, vacations, and during the busiest time of the year. It is not the job of the citizens of North Logan to be held responsible for the burden of bad decisions, both past and present, that the City Council has made. You are forcing the private citizens to figure out how to come up with those extra funds with no regards to all those that are struggling in this economy. You state that $93,812 is for the general fund operations going towards the police and Logan City Fire Departments, and $45,803 will be going to the library fund increase. My questions are, one, how are we assured that the total amounts for the general fund operations will actually end up going towards the police and fire departments, or is this an example of bait and switch? Two, if $45,803 is going towards the community center, why was it built if the city can't afford to keep the lights on? Three, North Logan City wants to provide for more community programs. When will this ever stop? I submit that it will be this way every year. Your job is to save the taxpayers' money, quit spending money like there is a never-ending supply. That's the end.
Okay, thank you. Any other email submissions?
No additional emails.
Okay. I'm going to give the people on Zoom another chance to participate before I close the public hearing. Is there anyone online that would like to participate?
I guess you could.
Hello. This is Suzanne Clissold. Can you hear me?
I can. Yep. You're okay. On.
Great. My husband, Matt, and I were not able to attend, but we also wanted to just publicly say that we're opposed to the tax increase for the reasons that have already been stated, that people on fixed incomes, it's a burden, a financial burden, that these taxes continue to rise year after year as our property values increase. And we would just like to see the city find, city, county, I know it's not just the city, but find other ways to raise revenue without it being property taxes. Thank you.
Thanks, Ms. Clissold. Okay. Anyone else who'd like to speak before we close the public hearing? Okay, seeing and hearing none, I will close the public hearing. And Council, it is now your chance to determine whether we're going to take action on this item tonight.
Is there any opportunity to talk about items that were shared today, or do we just go straight to... Well,
unless there's specific,
these items were specific to the truth and taxation meeting that were talked about. So
yeah, it's just risky if you go off topic in any way, shape, or form.
But off topic, I mean,
off of property tax specifically.
Fair enough. And the property tax as related to our budget would seem
no, just property tax.
Just property tax.
Yeah, the increases have been invalidated. If there's any sort
that's,
of
that's why I'm asking.
Yeah. So it's unfortunate because, you know, we want to be as transparent as possible. I would love to address a lot of these comments and hope to talk with you personally about that. But I think this is just we have to keep it on property tax discussion exclusively. So do we have a motion on this?
Yeah, I will motion to approve the resolution following and adopting the official 2027 fiscal year budget, which does include a property tax increase to both general operations property tax rate and the library operations property tax rate.
All right, motion by Buzzy.
Second.
Second by Emily. Any further discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Can you
Kenny, you got an aye on that?
Yeah.
Yes, aye.
Okay, thank you for participating remotely. That motion passes unanimously. I would now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Buzzy, second by Emily. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that motion passes.